Hello. Oh, there's a lot of you. Oh, gosh. My name is Erin. I grew up in a somewhat Christian home. My mother was a backslidden believer when I was born, and my father did not know Christ. When I was around six, my mother reconnected with the Lord, and I was able to hear about God for the first time. I went to Christian schools and started attending church on a sporadic basis when I was around 10 or 11. I did not have a personal relationship with the Lord then, and learnt about the Lord from school and from my mum. I knew that Jesus had died on the cross for our sins, but I never understood the enormity of what he had done for us. I remember asking my mother what happened when we died. She said, if we are saved, our souls will go to heaven. I remember my younger self being very confused by this, about what a soul was. So our bodies don't go too? How can we go anywhere without our bodies? Over the years, we started attending a church more regularly. And while I matured intellectually and the information I was taught as a child made more sense, I did not mature spiritually as a Christian. I was a strong-willed child and enjoyed far too many of the world's indulgences than to have a relationship with God. I enjoyed the company of my friends far too much to go to church. This way of thinking continued into my adulthood as I faced a world ever more increasingly hostile to Christianity than I can ever remember. The world of parties, relationships, and the lure of the world pulled me in, and I was helpless against it. I didn't call out on God to save me from the world, as I enjoyed the world far too much. Throughout all of this, I knew that my mother was constantly praying for me and asking God not to lose me to the lure of this world. I didn't know it at the time, but I knew that God was teaching me lessons during my time in the world and shaping my character. As I matured, I found the lure of the world less appealing, and I started to attend church more regularly as I sought to find peace. Still, however, I could feel the pull of the world, and I knew not how I could resist temptation, and I would have moments where I would stray. But thanks to my mother's prayers and the grace of God, I found myself back at church. Despite regularly attending church, I never fully understood the concept of being saved. I always thought that believing in Jesus was enough. It wasn't until I ended up, by the grace of God, yet again at Northside Baptist Church. I had been asked several times, when did I become saved? I did not have an answer. I figured, well, if I believe in Christ and that he died for my sins, does that not make me saved? I pushed it to the back of my mind, and a few months went by until I did a Christianity Explained course here at the church that again asked me the question I had avoided. How did I know if I was saved, and could I definitively answer yes that I was? I thought back to the conversations that I had with people at the church about their time calling upon the Lord to save them and to forgive them of their sins, and I suddenly realized that I had not called upon the Lord and sought repentance. Still confused, I sought the advice of Pastor Simeon, and in that meeting I realized that I was indeed not saved. I was implored to call out to God then and there to ask for forgiveness and to be saved. Yet I still did not. There was something hindering me from asking God to save me. Week after week, Pastor Simeon chased me down after church, asking if I had called upon the Lord. I said that I was hesitant, not because I did not want God's forgiveness, but mostly because that while I still attended church, there were some sins that I could not let go of and felt unworthy of his forgiveness. I was very well aware that at any time I could depart this world and I could be spending eternity in hell. But the Lord in his mercy spared me from such a fate. I finally had a breakthrough one night when I was driving home from young adults. Alone with my thoughts late at night, I suddenly felt an unimaginable peace come over me, and I called out to God in my car to forgive me for my sins and to save me from a current life of sin and shame. I reaffirmed this in Pastor Simeon's office a couple of days later at church. Throughout my struggle, I was comforted by a verse that the Lord put into my mind. Psalm 84:11 reads, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." I am comforted that while temptation to sin will arise, there is no match for the blessings a father wants to bestow upon his children when they are walking uprightly with him.